are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, welcome back to the dynamic duo, Colt Molesky, Trey Flynn, here again with another Locked On Wolves podcast. And we are getting you ready to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder, who the Timberwolves play tonight. They're at home against OKC. But first, just wanted to remind you guys that the average morning commute for the average American citizen, and I'm sure that this is pretty similar for all of our fans abroad as well, but the average morning commute is about 27 to 30 minutes. And guess what? That's how long the Locked On Wolves shows are, 27 to 30 odd minutes. And so if you throw on the Locked On Wolves podcast on your way to work, I guarantee you're going to love it more than anything on the radio, more than any kind of music. It's going to be a lot better way to start out your day is hearing us yell and scream and get upset about the Timberwolves. So make sure you're throwing on the Timberwolves for that morning commute. We really appreciate it. And make sure you're letting us know what you think of the show after that morning commute. Don't tweet and drive on the road. But once you get to work and you're in your cubicle or you're in your office and you're ignoring work like everybody probably is on a Tuesday, already think about the weekend, make sure you're tweeting at Locked On T-Wolves, at Locked On T-Wolves. Let us know what you think of the show. All right, Trey. So we were just talking about this a little beforehand. We are actually going to we're leaning into the tank like everyone else should, and we are going to be talking about our three favorite things in preparation for a loss for the Timberwolves tonight.
Yeah, I am down for this. And you know, of course, there's always a chance Minnesota is going to win games like this. Paul George is out. We're playing a Russell Westbrook-led team. But Westbrook's been feeling himself lately. And frankly, I know in the last podcast I was kind of wishy-washy on the tank, and I don't really like what tanking does to the culture, but I'm not too confident going into tonight's game, Colton. So the first thing I would like to start off with, frankly, about this Thunder team and what I'm looking most forward to about this loss is when Andrew Wiggins has 30 points going to the fourth quarter and then reading the tweets about maybe he's back. And those just get so much. Yes. There's so many of those.
Yes, that's going to be all over the place. No matter how bad it is with Andrew Wiggins, then there's always going to be that sliver of hope.
Oh, man, it's never ending. And I get it, and I get where people are coming from. But, man, like, just because he's, like, the mayor of OKC, like, does not mean he's, like, coming back all of a sudden. Like, I'm going to see this man take 25 shots and make 12, and everyone is going to lose their mind for the next 24 hours. And you'll probably get the hopeful live podcast for the fourth quarter from me and Colton tonight, so you'll probably hear a lot of me complaining about this. So,
here's the thing, is that, what was it? I think it was 3 years ago or something, 3 years ago maybe, in OKC when Taj Gibson tried for that half-court shot at the halftime, and he throws it, like, 30 feet above the backboard and into the stands. You remember that?
I think that was a couple years ago. That was so funny. I forgot about that.
I want him to try one of those again. That's what I'm looking forward to. I want him to try another half-court shot that just goes insanely bad and goes insanely high and I'm sure knocks somebody out who's just trying to enjoy a beer in the game. That's the thing I'm looking forward to, is a ridiculously overdone Taj Gibson half-court shot. And maybe it seems silly, but hey, you know what? That's pretty funny to see an old veteran like that just launch a basketball 40 yards into the air.
All right,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, I absolutely want Taj Gibson to make that shot. These are the kind of things that I would get excited for during a loss. And, you know, let's give Taj some love. I don't know if he's going to be back next year, so these are the kind of games we need him to make those half-court shots in. I do have an interesting one that I feel this way about every game, which is not as much like a funny thing I want to see, but it's just something where I don't really, you know, care. I could care less if Minnesota loses the game if this ends up happening. I want to see Towns go for one of the biggest games a big man's ever gone for. Like, I want to see like a 60-30 game. Like, I want to see something crazy. And I know that sounds like not possible, but the way Towns has been playing lately and the $40 million that's on the line for him for the remainder of the season and him going against guys like Steven Adams is pretty hurt right now too. Like, I want to see him just blow up, like just one game. And the funny part of this is, even if Towns does blow up, I feel like it's going to be like the Kobe Bryant syndrome, where when Kobe Bryant scored 81, it still didn't look too good for the Lakers in that game. I feel like Minnesota could still lose if Karl-Anthony Towns had a 60-30 game. So I'm hoping for Towns to surpass 50 tonight, and that's like where I'm at right now with that. I think I'd be really excited for that.
I'd be fine with that as well, but Andrew Wiggins is going to take way too many shots that to happen. Yeah, like it's going to happen. Maybe a good time would be like when they play the Knicks or the Wizards this weekend. Wiggins is going to pop off like 25 shots, I bet, tonight.
I really hope not. Oh, I guess I do hope he will, just so I can read Twitter.
He's the mayor. This is his city. This is what he does.
Oh, man.
We're going to take a quick break for some sponsors, and we're going to keep telling you what we are excited for in preparation for a loss. That's right. We're getting you ready for Tank Mode, people. But first, some sponsors. Colt Molesky, Trey Flynn. We are listing our favorite things that we're getting excited for in preparation for a loss to the OKC Thunder. That's right. We're leaning into the losing. We're leaning into the disgrace and the misery and all of that. So we're looking at what we're going to enjoy despite losing for the Timberwolves. And I tell you what, I saw a story the other day. Robert Covington was recalled from the Iowa Timberwolves. He is now going to be with the team again. I assume that he will be on the sidelines for this game with the Timberwolves, because it doesn't look like he's going to play. This is according to RotoWorld. It doesn't look like he's going to play, but he will be there. He will be on the sidelines. And so I am looking forward to seeing Robert Covington, the hype man. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to wear. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do in reaction to some crazy stuff. A Towns dunk, a deep three from Wiggins, a crazy drive from Derrick Rose. I think that this guy is probably the best thing that happened to the Timberwolves locker room this year. And I think he's a really good teammate. And I think that he's going to be a really great hype man. And so I'm excited for his sideline antics for this game.
Yes, Roko is back. I love it. He's one of my favorite players in the league, even prior to this trade in Minnesota. Most of all, I'm piggybacking this one. I'm gonna take this one because I was thinking about this third one. I was gonna make a joke. I was gonna make a joke about crappy coaches going into this game, but it's fine. Roko, I'm piggybacking this one. I want to see Roko back mostly because I love the Robert Covington, Dario Saric pairing. Like, those two guys like each other a lot, and they don't have the attraction that Tobias Harris and Boban Marjanovic have with a Toby Bobby thing. I know that's like a huge thing in Philadelphia, wherever those guys get traded to. But Dario and Robert definitely like each other a lot, so I love seeing them play together on the court. Saric makes jokes after games where he doesn't do well, and he's like, it's because Robert's not here, because he plays all of his minutes with Robert Covington in Philadelphia. So I'm excited to see Covington back. You're right. I actually think you're completely right. He's been one of the best things in this locker room. Pretty much the opposite of what Jimmy Butler was in the locker room last season is what Robert Covington is this season. And I'm still waiting for that Covington greater sign than Andrew Wiggins podcast. I feel like that's got to come up soon when Covington gets healthy. But I'm gonna go with you on this one, Cole. And I'm just gonna be excited, and even in a loss, just to see Covington back on that bench, getting guys pumped up. It's just a positive thing to have him in the locker room, a guy that's fought his way to the starting lineup in the NBA, all the way from the G League and the D League where he was in. And to finally have like a real NBA contract, and I'm just happy for the guy, and I think he brings a great feeling to this organization.
Well, you know why we like him.
Why is this?
He cares.
Yeah.
He really,
so
he
easy.
Really, really cares.
Oh man,
he does. He does, and I think that Over the last couple of years, for sure, Towns really has been invested, really, really invested. But I think that for the last couple of years, there's just been a string of different guys, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. There's different guys who are either indifferent, who are having trouble really locking in, or are just into their own thing so much to the point where it's unusual. It's an unusual thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said he's just being, like, present, essentially, like, that's just the craziest part, is just him being positive. I can't believe that's the differentiator of what we're looking for on this team. And I know if you're a listener and you're probably pretty frustrated and you're, like, getting ready for this OKC game tonight and, like, this is the final game where Minnesota still has a chance to make the playoffs. Listen, I feel you, but this team, like, is constantly inconsistent. And that's the only thing they're consistent about, is being inconsistent. And it's ridiculous. And Robert Covington is one of those bright stars where if he did come back, I might get on board with you as a listener and be like, okay, now I'm a little excited. But he's still on the sidelines. And so me and Colton just got to be happy to see him being positive. And unfortunately, I guess that's all it takes to get a contract in the Timberwolves, is to be a positive, lengthy wing. So it is what it is.
Or if you look them in their eyes. If you look them in their eyes, then it's a done deal. It's a done deal. All right, I have one more for tonight, and it's a matchup.
Ooh.
And I'm excited for the Westbrook versus Karl Anthony Towns shoe brightness matchup.
That is so I mean, great.
These guys. Here's the thing, is I have about, and I know some sneakerheads are going to be like, that's nothing. But I have, just in Nike sneakers, I have about 20 pairs of shoes. And so, yeah, exactly. Over the last couple of years, have started to collect some of these shoes. I really like weird, bright, strange shoes. I have like a pair of like the Air Bonafides that look like an alien shoe. I have a pair of the Mamba Grinch shoes that he wore on Christmas. Cool. I have a pair of these Kobe 11s that are like these 3D polka dot. I have all these. I have like these gold dipped Huaraches. I have all these crazy shoes, and so I really love getting just funky with your kicks. And I think that just as far as colorways, with how bright Towns and Russell Westbrook tend to go with their shoes, it's really enjoyable for me to check out what kind of kicks they're wearing, and I'm excited to see both of these guys go head-to-head with their sneakers. I'm excited for that.
This is definitely the coolest one, Colton. I'm glad you said this one, because this is the most creative. I feel like this could be an article. I would be down to read this. I am not a fan of bright kicks. I'm sad to say, but I do respect the fandom, though. I think the Grinch ones is what got me when you were talking. But I am not a huge fan of the bright kicks. I've always been very confused by Karl Anthony Towns' giant ass feet wearing yellow shoes or whatever color he's doing some nights. And so I am excited to see the matchup of Russell Westbrook and Karl Anthony Towns athletically and shoe wear. So, you know, Russell, he's always down to show off what he's wearing appearance-wise, so, like, I'm down to see those two go against each other in that aspect. That's pretty cool, though. I only have I got a pair of Jordans, and I have a pair of Paul Georges, and since the Zion Williamson-Paul George fiasco, I'm incapable of wearing those shoes to your local community center, because everybody will just shout you out and just call you Zion, which doesn't have a positive connotation anymore.
I was about to say, just as one man concerned for another man's well-being, I wanted you to get rid of the Paul Georges. I'm worried about your ankles and your knee. I don't want you to be sidelined for a season. I'm worried about the trajectory of your career. I don't want to see you go down like that. I don't want to see you bust through a pair of bad kicks. So be careful about those. Just go out, get yourself some LeBrons or some KD 10s, something like that. Be safe there, Trey.
Skechers. I'll go get Skechers. That's what seems to be the biggest thing right now.
Oh, dear God. Like, who is it? One of the Howie Long,
yes.
Right? On the
yes.
Skecher commercials. on the plane. Like, that's the best thing you can wear. I tell you what, I think I'd rather wear flip-flops on a plane than Skechers. I'm not going
to
lie.
I just don't want to ever. The day I put a white pair, and if you're a listener with a white pair of Skechers on, just close your ears for a second. The day I put on a white pair of Skechers is the day I'm going to feel like I'm pretty much dead. And I don't really want to get to that point. So I'm just not going to put the. I'm not going to put those. I'm not going to lace up Skechers.
Whoa.
I'm not going to lace them up.
Tell me how you really feel. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. I got to say, Skechers are one of those shoes where I'm just not going to. You just don't go there, right? You just don't go that far down the rabbit hole. And Once I start believing that that's like a really cool sneakerhead kind of thing is to get Skechers, I think it's time to put me down, Trey. I think the stress of all these jobs has gotten to me, and it's time to be done. It's time to be done.
Agreed.
With it all. We have really derailed here. We're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna talk about. We're just going to get to some predictions here. I'm sure that if you wanted us to take this game more seriously, this will be the part of the podcast you can actually listen to. If you didn't like the beginning. You're not going to like this game for the Timberwolves, I don't think. So come back afterwards and try and glean some positivity after the game, maybe if you didn't like it going into the game. But we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get to predictions. Colt Molesky, Trey Flynn, we've been offering a lot of ways to enjoy this game, and now this is probably going to be the point where we're going to sound a little bit like Debbie Downers, because for this game, predicting what's going to happen, I got to say, I'm predicting, and I know that it looks like Paul George is going to be out for this game. I don't know what you're seeing, Trey, on your end, but it looks, at least from what I'm seeing on NBA.com, it looks like Paul George might sit out this game. And so even with him out, I think that the Timberwolves are ill-equipped to take on the Thunder at home. And I think that Russell Westbrook is going to put up some sort of weird triple-double where he has like 30 points and like maybe 15 assists, something like that. And I think that OKC still wins and beats the Timberwolves. I'm going to say 120 to 112.
I like this. I like this in a sense where I feel the same way and I actually like it. But I actually have an interesting, like, not really interesting at all. It's not even that cool of a hot take. It's just my take going into this. But I actually think Karl Anthony Towns is going to foul out early in this one. I think he'll be out of the game most of the whole game. Oof. I think that we've been kind of waiting for this to happen, about him kind of losing playing time, him going into a game aggressive. Oklahoma City without Paul George is going to have to center their whole defense around knowing that the only good player on Minnesota's team is Towns. And Steven Adams is, I would say, objectively a top three center on the defensive end in the NBA. I don't think Towns is ready for Adams. And I think that even though Towns has played outside of my own expectations the second half of the season, and I understand the turnovers and the fouls are just a sign that he's raw still, but he's trying to be a better passer and a bully under the paint. He's not there yet. And so I think that they know if Russell starts off a game kind of Andrew Wiggins-y and he's like 7 for 20 or something like that, then they're probably going to have to look for Adams to kind of get Towns in trouble in the paint and just try to go for it. And when Steven Adams and other centers try to mess around with Towns and try to get him fouled out, they have to be confident in their backup center. And Colton's boy on the Oklahoma City Thunder bench is Nerlens Noel, who will pretty much dog any center that we have on this team on the backup lineup. Even though he doesn't get many minutes, I would expect Nerlens to get 10 to 15 minutes in this one, and they will be difference-making minutes. I'm going to stick with that score that you said, I think 120 to 112. I think in this game, I think Towns is the guy that gets in foul trouble early. Maybe he's fouled out in the third quarter, early fourth. And then I see Dennis Schroeder being, unfortunately, the knife that kills us in this one. And I don't like saying that because I think Dennis Schroeder is like Andrew Wiggins in this case. But I can kind of see him having a good game against us. So
Dennis Schroeder is like a German Matt Barnes. He's just going to be pesky and pick at you. And he's going to get a bunch of Timberwolves players mad. I like the Nerlens Noel call out. He's basically the next Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so look out for him. I was about to mention too, by the way, fact-based, Paul George will be out with getting specific here with a shoulder soreness. Again, this is a fourth straight game that he'll miss, but he will for sure be out because of that shoulder. That was one of the things I wanted to mention. You beat me to it. Just Towns seems to struggle with these games against Steven Adams more often than not. And so I like that call that he'll foul out in this one. And I think that's the way this goes down, really, is that in the third quarter, the Timberwolves try and mount some sort of comeback. And then all of a sudden Towns just isn't in the game anymore because he got fouled. He committed too many mistakes. And this is really, after the game, this is going to be one of those things where it brings into focus just some of that stuff that you still need to polish on Towns, some of that stuff that still needs to be worked out, some of the creases that still need to be worked out on Towns. But, hey, you know what? This is a tanking team, so all of that is okay because you just kind of ease into it. You slowly walk into the ocean with the waves crashing at your legs and then your waist and then your shoulders, and it's all going to be okay because it's going to be over soon.
Yeah, just, you know.
Is that grim?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's pretty grim, but like to kind of be more on the positive note, I'll try to end it with a positive note here. Oklahoma City is, let's see, they're 2-5 in their past 7 games. Their only 2 wins come against a double overtime 1-point win against Utah Jazz, 148-147, and then their other win comes last game against the Memphis Grizzlies, 99-95. But they have lost 5 games in the past week and a half. That's pretty much Minnesota. Except Minnesota's on they're obviously on a 3-game losing streak right now. But they in the past 7 games, they're 2-5, I believe. So it's very similar, and I think that there is a chance Minnesota can come away with a win tonight. If Karl-Anthony Towns does, try to get ahead of Steven Adams in this one, and if he can, then they'll be fine. But I'm just going to have to stay grim with Colton here. I just don't see it happening. And if it does, we go and play Detroit tomorrow night. In Detroit, it's a long flight. Not really a long flight, but they'll get there like 3 or 4 a.m. But it'll be a tough game going to Detroit playing a really hot Pistons team. So if they do intend on winning against the Thunder, they got to come ready the next game. And then if you win that game, this is me being on a positive note still, you can expect Robert Covington back on Saturday at home against the Washington Wizards. I think that's the game that they want him back if Minnesota can win the next 2 because they'll need him.
On the upside, we're going to be coming to you live tonight during the fourth quarter of this game. That's right. We're going to be doing a live reactions pod that we will be releasing. We'll be releasing right after the game. It'll be going up moments after the game. So you can hear us reacting live to the end of the fourth quarter and to the game itself right away afterwards. I think this is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be on Twitter, throughout the entire game, but specifically at the end of that game, really interact with us. We'll pull up Twitter and we'll pull up Tweet Deck, and we'll be going back and forth with fans. We'll be going back and forth with each other. We'll be yelling and hollering about the game. So make sure you're in for it all tonight. Trey, that's all I got.
It was good, man. It was a little kooky in the beginning, but I love it. This is just me and Colton trying to survive through our days. Listeners, get excited for tonight. We are playing Thunder. It is at home. Be excited for tomorrow morning's podcast or tonight, whenever we release it. The fourth quarter of me and Colton is either going to be very grim and probably hilarious or super exciting and down to the wire. So either way, it's a must listen.
I will get Trey to like Jeff Teague over this live version of the podcast.
No.
That is the goal for tonight. I'm pretty sure at some point Stockholm Syndrome has to set in between the two of you. Either way, it's going to be the love story for the ages. That's it for us. Make sure you're checking us out on Twitter at LockedOnTWolves and my Twitter account at C Molesky. Trey's at Trey Flynn NBA. Let us know what you're thinking of the show. Let us know thoughts for this game coming up tonight. Thank you so much for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves.